Well, a chance conversation at church has led to a Southland farming couple developing a whole new income stream. The cows that graze in Julie and Roger Geyser's pastures in Aparima, Riverton, provide the milk which is made into paneer cheese under the Moodoo label. The cheese is a popular feature of Indian cuisine, and restaurant orders for Moodoo paneer are growing. Julie Guys will explain how she got into cheese making. She has a couple of recipes using paneer. You can see them on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon. And one of them in particular is really setting off my taste buds. Good morning, Julie.
Hello, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Wonderful place to farm in
yes,
Riverton.
It is.
Good water, well, good rainfall.
We're not actually in Riverton. We're further up the river. We're Aparima, which is towards between Otago and Nightcaps.
How far up the river are you? How far from town?
Oh, we're about 25 minutes from Riverton.
Nice. And how many cows?
500 odd.
That's good.
Around, yeah, so a few of them.
And what prompted, and how did this conversation happen that prompted you into a whole new venture?
Looking back, I would have to say I'm not really sure. We're having some discussions with some Indian friends or that we knew through church, and they got talking about the cheese that they liked at home that you couldn't get in New Zealand. And one thing led to another, and then we started experimenting and trying, and here we are a few years later with a really valid business idea that's proving quite successful.
It's a wonderful cheese, and of course so many people are familiar with it in certain Indian curries, and there must be, you know, hundreds of thousands of them sold up and down the country all the time. It's interesting that no one else had got into making it, and do you wonder why?
Well, I have, but mostly what you're getting at the Indian restaurants is made with milk powder. Because that's what has been done, and that's what's sold up and down New Zealand. So what you're eating is actually completely different to the real thing, and most people don't know that. So unless you know what the real thing is, that's actually what you're getting. And it's like the difference between having milk powder in your coffee and the real thing in your coffee.
Well, hence your friends were very keen for someone to give it a go.
Yes.
And I'm wondering why others haven't, and whether, of course, you're always weighing up your costs and your margins. Did you just think, yes, in the first instance, let's just give it a go and see if we can make it?
Well, we actually did quite a bit of research around cultures in New Zealand and demographics, and how the New Zealand demographic was changing before we actually committed anything. And then we tried it, and we gave it away to see how people reacted to it, and we had some chef friends that we gave it to try, and they were really enthusiastic. So it sort of grew slowly, and we also felt it had to pay for itself as we went along the way. So we weren't going to invest a great lot of capital in it and have it all tip over. So we've been growing organically, and in lockdown last year, we had an email from Peter Gordon and Alistair Carruthers, and we sent them samples, and they really loved it, and now it features on the menu at Homeland in Auckland.
Fantastic. And they're running, of course, that big drive now, supporting and linking up New Zealand restaurants. They're unstoppable,
yes,
really. The timing is really good. So what's happening to demand for your product?
Yes, it's growing. Lockdown in Auckland certainly affects the tourist towns, because we supply into restaurants in Wanaka and Queenstown and Greymouth and Tianao, so they feel the impact of, you know, less travellers. But our customer base is growing quite significantly. I had an email just this morning from a chef who manages two well-known restaurants he has done for 7 years, and he chanced upon our paneer at the Riverton Environment Centre. And he just emailed me this morning and said it's unbelievable that he's found the real thing. So that's the kind of reaction I've had. I've had people literally physically jump up and down with excitement that they've actually got the real thing. It's not milk powder.
So I presume you're making to order at the moment.
Yes, we do.
But you may find, you know, as word gets out, that there's a sudden jump in demand. And are you up? Yes. Are you able to respond?
Yes, we've got plenty of milk. We've got plenty of milk. So, yes, we are able to respond. Initially, we were capping so that we didn't want to take anybody on that we couldn't supply. And up until COVID, with how we were manufacturing, we were almost at peak that we couldn't take on anybody else. But we've been investing a lot of time and research and putting together a custom factory that's located on farm, and we're almost ready to go.
So what's involved? Having a lot of milk's one thing, but what's involved in making the paneer?
Oh, is that a trade secret?
Yeah, probably, but no, give me a high-level briefing.
Well, it's very simple, but what makes it so good is the milk that you start with. That's the key to it, is having the good quality milk. So that makes all the difference, because paneer is a pressed curd. It's not an aged cheese.
It's not complicated, great big long complicated process and lots of waiting.
No, it's not. We harvest the milk in the morning. By lunchtime, it's already in manufacture, and it can be on your plate tomorrow in your restaurant. That's how fresh it is.
So how big is the factory that you've got nearly good to go?
How big is it in terms of
production?
Tonnage or production? We should be able to turn out around about a tonne a week when we are at capacity.
Yeah.
So,
And so
we're looking forward to it.
I bet you are. I bet you are. And I bet there's many restaurants that'll look forward to it as well. It's a family business, Julie, multi-generational family business.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My son and his wife are the contract milkers. My daughter and her husband also work for my son, the contract milker. My daughter, Gabby, she's a business student at Massey University. She works distance. So, yes, we're multi-generational, and our Indian family that we collaborate with as well, right from the start. Muju is actually a Hindi reference, referring to cow as a sacred cow, and Jew as lolly. So it actually means cow lolly. So we have some other ideas for paneer. It's also used as a dessert sweet in India. So we're developing some of those ideas.
The other route, Julie's always selling them into some of the big food markets, you know, some of the fresh markets that operate particularly in the bigger centres, and then you really are getting to scale. Is that an option down the track?
Yes, it is. When we first started, we had inquiry from India that when we're ready, they would like it in India. So there are some big picture things happening, but we wanted to make sure that we could reliably produce the quality product that we needed as we scaled and got bigger.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. And I think that the family are only just beginning to appreciate how the vision that we had when we first had it in our hands. And when you have somebody like Peter Gordon come on board and say, yes, this is a quality product, it does give you credibility that you didn't have, that you were fighting to get before, because you had to get it in front of people. And we've had chefs, European chefs, say to us, well, they didn't know what to do with it. Whereas your Indian restaurant chefs, they know because they've used it before. But it's an excellent vegetarian protein.
It also occurs to me that it's right where people have been saying the dairy industry needs to keep going. And, of course, they're talking mainly about Fonterra, which is up into value add. But here you are just going straight to value add as a business strategy.
Yes. Well, it's certainly nice being able to have some control over where your milk ends up, and it's high traceability for us. You know, for the restaurant, I can tell you who milked the cows. I can actually tell you where they where they ate the grass the day before we milked the cows, and I can tell you what species of grass they ate. You know, it might take me a few minutes to round up the information, but I can. We have high traceability.
But that's going to be popular with the restaurants as well as with consumers?
Well, lots of people like to know what sprays you use. You know, there's all kinds of people with autoimmune diseases, and we've had customers that would like to know what exactly goes into your products that is then going to go into their bodies.
So, Julie, where are you at in your business strategy? Because listening to you, it's getting away from being an income stream, you know, sort of a cottage industry income stream, to really being on the cusp of potentially significant growth, but then you've always got those constraints of growth and managing growth. Are you thinking about your business structure and, building a board and other advisors, that kind of thing?
Yes, we've been working with CoinSouth since the beginning. They've been sitting in the background, and we've also been looking for business mentors, you know, to help us along the way, because nobody's done exactly what you've done or want to do, but you can find somebody that has some expertise in different areas. So, and that's one of the reasons that Gabby's gone to Massey, because she was doing environmental science. But she, when Panea came along, she felt that it was far better for her to do a business degree. So we are looking.
Yeah, a fascinating growth stage. And I'm loving hearing your enthusiasm. And I understand it was a bit of a rough start too, because you converted from sheep and beef to dairy right at the time when the price hit, the dairy prices went through a trough. So it's you've just got to keep your vision ahead of you all the time, don't you?
Yes, that's right, and see the big picture, and that with agriculture, things go up and go down. And there's, you know, even when we were sheep and beef, you know, there's a winter storm, or there's, you know, the grain prices fell, or there was always something that you've got to be prepared for, and you have to be able to see the bigger picture.
Well, all power to you. I can't choose between the Panea coconut curry and the Panea chips with chili mayo.
They look good.
We
took them to the Wellington Food Fair.
Yeah.
And people couldn't tell what they were eating. Lots of people thought they were chicken.
With chili mayo. Damn, that looks good. The recipes are on the webpage. I thank you very much. I look forward to the day where you are exporting Panea cheese to India, which sounds like it's on the cards, Julie.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
Very good. Julie Geis with Roger and the family runs this new branch to their business, their farming business called Moodyu. They produce the milk in Aparima Riverton. They've just got a new factory ready to go by the sounds of it, and are on a pretty exciting growth curve.